This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. In 1954, on this same date, the Roseau Times Region had this interesting story about a boy lost in the woods during hunting season. Robert Torgerson may be only 15 years old, but he proved last week he has a level head and can take care of himself in the big woods. In fact, he'd put a lot of grown-ups to shame with the way he prepared to make the best of a tough situation. Robert had been hunting deer near the border north of Roseau and was hot on a fresh trail when he realized he was in the middle of a big swamp and not sure of his location. It was about 3 p.m. and night was not far away. Like all good woodsmen, he carried a compass, so he started north for the border. Things were going fine until he felt for his compass again and found that it was gone. It was a dull, cloudy day and nothing to judge direction by, so he tried to keep a straight course for the border. After walking until 3:30, he found himself crossing his own tracks. He tried to straighten his course again, but as night began to fall, he decided he'd better stay put. He cut some spruce boughs, found a big windfall, built a fire, and prepared to make himself cozy and comfortable for the night. He was about ready to enjoy his fire when he heard a train whistle. He knew the closest railroad was in Canada and not far from the border, so he left the fire and headed out toward the whistle. He was only a short quarter of a mile from the border when he heard yelling and shooting. A short time later, he heard his father shout. Pretty soon he came to men who had been searching for him, and the adventure was over. Robert did exactly what he should have done in such a situation. He used the signs available to him, kept his head, and prepared to take the worst with the best. We'll bet one thing, he'll never lose another compass. And another story praising a good boy was in the October 28, 1954 Times Region. Ralph Metcalf and his boy are not only kind-hearted souls, but they aren't afraid of anything, with hide, hair, and four legs either. They proved that last week when they had an experience that would have left many a good man a bit pale and perhaps unwelcome in his own home. Ralph had been getting the cows into the barn one evening when some dark object came running along the barn wall, bumping and bouncing in a most strange manner. The dog, which was with him, began to raise all kinds of cane about this thing. Ralph called to his boy, and they took a good look at the cause of the disturbance and found it was one of those black kitties with the white stripes down its back. This wasn't an ordinary skunk, however, for it was peering through an amber-colored fruit jar size 63, which had somehow become fastened on its head. Mr. Skunk just ambled along as best he could, holding his head and taking a look through the bottom now and then. Ralph told his boy to get the .22 and they'd put the skunk out of its predicament. The boy had other ideas, however, and they soon cornered Mr. Skunk without any trouble and proceeded to help him out of the jar. The boy pulled and the skunk braced his front feet against a 2x4 to help a bit. The jar didn't budge. The boy tried to break the jar on the 2x4, but that didn't work either. Both he and the skunk seemed to be studying the situation a bit, when the boy just picked the skunk up by the jar and began to shake. A few flips and jumps, and off came the jar, and Mr. Skunk fell to the ground. He just sat down and looked around for a while, as much as to say, "Thanks, fellers, don't know what I would have done without you all around." And then he just walked away casually for the brush and disappeared. There had been some flax seeds in the jar, evidently one someone had a sample in, and he had apparently been trying to get at the flax and became stuck. He must have walked quite a distance that way, as Ralph had no such samples on his farm. At any rate, Ralph and his boy know one thing. They have a real friend in one skunk in this county anyway. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.